Welcome to Between a Talk and a Hard Place, a podcast for women bringing down-to-earth conversations about the realities of our real-life experiences. I'm your host, Lisette McKenzie, author, life and mindset transformation coach, and self-concept connoisseur. And together with my girls, Alicia and Natira, we'll be discussing everything from situations to situationships and the challenges women face every day as we navigate this thing called life.
All right, so welcome back. Today we are being joined by Tara, who is gracious enough to come on and talk to us about multiple sclerosis. And as always, I do want just to make it known that any information that we share in this discussion is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice. It is not intended to be seen as a diagnosis or treatment, and any advice you need for any medical conditions or signs or symptoms that you are having should be discussed with a medical professional. So Tara, I do thank you for coming on and talking with us honestly and openly about multiple sclerosis. I know a lot of people do not like to discuss medical issues, I guess more so for fear of how people will view them. I don't know if you've ever had that feeling or what your experience is, but I'm going to give you the floor so you can let us know.
Okay. I don't mind discussing it at all, but the thing is it's totally invisible for me. So no one knows. And so people will see me, and if I say that I have it, they're like, oh, and then, you know, just go about everyone's merry way.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a neurological disorder. Basically, like, I think some cells think that part of it's basically eating my brain, and okay. Not my brain, or something. So, and then depending on where you get these, they call them lesions, that can affect it, like different areas of your brain. So. Okay. That's why some people might be in a wheelchair because their lesions are like in their spine, wow. Their spinal cord. So mine are just in my brain.
Okay.
But so I'm pretty weak. I'm totally heat sensitive, wow. And, like it hurts when the sun touches me.
Wow.
The summer's awful and I hate it.
Wow. And is this all the time? Like, are you in pain all the time? What's the level of severity for you? Or rather, are there levels of severity when it comes to MS?
Well, every person is different, so I can't speak to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people who, you know, need use a cane or a walker or
right.
There's just so many different things. Wait, what did you ask me before?
Your level of severity, are you always in pain? Or, well, are you using a walker? How do you ambulate?
As I said, mine's invisible.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Wow, how long have you been living with MS?
I was diagnosed in April 2016.
Okay. What were your symptoms? What led up to your diagnosis?
Well, it's weird because I was walking and I kind of like tripped and I fell, and then but I didn't hit my head, just my face. And then, and it was on carpet, so it didn't really hurt. And then I was on the couch like maybe 3 weeks later, and half my face went numb, like straight equally down, including my tongue, half, like one half numb and one half not numb.
Wow.
And yeah, so I made an appointment with a neurologist because I thought maybe that I had like done something to a nerve in my shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, and then it led to getting an MRI. And then getting like a drawn blood for every possibility it could be. Mm-hmm. And then I got a lumbar puncture. And then they told me I had MS.
So when you were diagnosed, did they say exactly what type of MS you had? Because I researched and I found out there are four different types.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have relapsing remitting.
Is that the most common type of MS?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the lowest kind.
Okay.
Yeah, it's most common.
So I guess my question is, what does a typical day feel like for you, say, like going into work?
Basically, all I can do is work, like in a weekday. That takes all of my energy.
Wow.
Like in the MS, you know, kind of like group or community or how you want to call it, they call it spoons. And it says that, you know, every day we're given a certain number of spoons. And it's like, okay, taking a shower is 4 spoons, you know, and then doing this is 2 spoons. So it's like how you want to use your energy for the day.
Wow.
You have to think about what you're doing.
Wow.
And how much energy it's.
So I guess my next question is, like, if you want to do something out of the ordinary, then you have to make plans for that. You can't just be like, oh, yeah, I can come to happy hour afterward. You kind of have to allow yourself a spoon to do it, if I'm understanding it right.
Ideally, although, you know, I get Adderall, and if I really wanted to go, I could probably. If I really wanted to go, well, if it was a work night, I don't know if I'd go. But if it was not a work night, I would make it work. I would probably take an Adderall and then go.
Okay.
Wow. And I'm just here. I'm just looking it up. I didn't really realize how severe MS could be. I definitely didn't know that there were 4 basic types. So that's something that's really interesting. Now, have you been hospitalized a lot? Is this something that puts you in the hospital, or is it
no?
Okay. Okay.
No, never.
Wow. Now, is this hereditary? Do you have someone in your family that has it?
No, it's not hereditary.
Wow.
So you mentioned Adderall. before. So I'm curious, like, how many medications do you have to take, or and like how often do you take them?
I take like 10 or 11 prescriptions, and it takes me like 10 minutes or 15 minutes to fill my pill box once a week.
And I take it they deal with different symptoms or different effects from the symptoms, or
yes.
Is it a combo? Okay.
Exactly.
Wow. What is your most common symptom? Like, is it, and I'm sorry, is it, do you have flare-ups? Does it come in the form of a flare-up? Or what happens?
What causes me to have like symptoms is stress.
Okay.
But normally I live, I would say, I don't have, trying to think here.
No, take your time.
Ask me a question. Not a word.
So I guess, like, what was the biggest change you noticed in your life since you've been diagnosed? Like, before you were diagnosed, were you more active? And now, would you say you're less active, or has that really not had an effect on you?
I think the worst thing is the not knowing.
Okay.
One day I could wake up and not feel my legs.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm going to be okay for... I mean, I know I'm not going to be okay for the rest of my life, but I don't know how long it's going to be able to be, or slow the progression.
Right.
Okay.
And that takes a lot. I'm sure that affects your mental health. That the not knowing alone is a lot. How do you deal with your mental health? How is that affecting you?
I go to a neuropsychiatrist and a therapist.
Okay. Okay. Do you do, do you have any other support groups? How, you know, what about your family? Are they supportive?
Yeah. I mean, it's not really something that is to talk about unless something's happening. You know, I live a normal life.
Right.
So it's just, one of my friends invited me to go with her and go walking, but it would have been far. And I said, no, I said, I can only walk for about 10 minutes. So there's a lot of, and I used this word before it was cool, social isolation. there's a lot of social isolation because I couldn't do what other people were doing.
I
couldn't go out when it was hot. You know, I couldn't sit outside, you know, at that this place when it was even like not even that hot, but just a sunny. And I just felt like I just didn't feel like it. Just it was just it's just awful. It's just awful.
Right. Wow.
So one thing I'm curious about now, especially with coronavirus being the issue that it is. Are you considered, like having MS, are you considered part of the immunocompromised group or not, or does it depend?
Having MS doesn't make you immunocompromised, but the medicine I take for it makes me, I mean, just a drop less than normal.
Okay.
So it's nothing that I'm worried about.
Right.
It's not like some of the new infusions they have where it's like they put it as like a warning. It's just very, very little. So I'm not worried about it. Plus I've noticed I have a strong immune system just in general.
Right.
So I'm not saying that I'm above catching things, but right. It's never been an issue for me.
Okay. And then also I'm curious, like, you know, if you have, like, some people, if they have high cholesterol, they're more susceptible to high blood pressure. So if you had MS, are you more susceptible to another condition or no?
You're actually more susceptible to another autoimmune disease.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A lot of people with MS tend to have RA or lupus or something else. That.
Wow. So did you, when you were first diagnosed, did you participate in any trial studies?
Oh, no. God, no. The doctor explained about all the medicines, and then I said to, he was like, okay, well, you know, you can like go home and think about it and let me know. And I said, no, I said, if it was your family member, which one would you put them on? He goes, this one.
And I gotcha. Yeah. Smart question. That was a good back to you question. Wow.
So, what was I going to ask? Do you feel like since MS is invisible, do you feel like people aren't as understanding? Because my mom, she deals with neuropathy, which is an invisible disability, and she says sometimes people do look at her, since she is considered disabled, like she doesn't have a disability. So do you think people look at you that way, or have you not really paid attention or cared about that?
I don't really know. One time this lady at work, because I have a handicap pass for work.
Right.
Just work, not a real one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, and I got out, and this lady's like, that's for handicapped people. And I was like, I know, I have the tag. And she's like, she goes, you're not a handicap. And locked it and just, I forget about it. I was like, forget it. You know, I'm not even bothering. This woman is crazy. Plus she had like that, she was ridiculous looking.
So, and how often do you encounter, or do you feel like you need to defend the fact that you do have a medical condition?
That was the only time it ever happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's actually a lot of people that park in the handicap parking at work that it's not that visible. They might have a slight limp or something, right. You know, but nothing you're getting a real pass with.
Gotcha. Right. Wow.
So I'm curious, what would you say to someone who thinks they might have MS or has just been diagnosed? Like, what would you say to encourage them?
Okay, well, wait. Big difference between someone who thinks they have MS and someone who just got diagnosed.
Maybe someone who just got diagnosed. Maybe not thinks, because that is kind of a stretch.
Okay. Everyone says, first of all, so annoying. It's not the death sentence it used to be. Like, I swear, like 100 people said that to me. And I was like, I would just tell them the truth, and I would make sure that they advocated for themselves always. And I don't know, I would tell them that if they ever wanted to, you know, talk to me or text me or something, they could.
Right.
I didn't know anyone. But the other thing that's the worst, that it bothers me in a different way, is I'm losing cognition. I'll say a word like wrong or a different word, or usually I can catch it before it comes out.
Right.
But sometimes I can't. And I used to be like amazing at trivia, like unbeatable. And now I'm like the worst. Like,
wow.
And all that makes me really sad.
I can imagine. That's a lot. That's a lot of changes. That's a lot of things that you have to endure. And then I'm just thinking back to what you said, and how insensitive some people's reactions or their comments can be, because they're looking at it from, I guess, more so from the outside looking in, whereas you're living with it, you have to deal with it, and it's your reality. So I can imagine that it can make a person feel really bad.
Yeah.
Wow. Things like this gives you a reason to look at life in a new perspective. The things that you take for granted.
That's true.
The people that we take for granted, the way we speak to people. You never know. Your illness is invisible. You know, you may pass someone, you don't know what they're dealing with on the inside.
Right.
Oh, goodness. It calls for a moment of silence, because, you know, that this is a reality for lots of people.
Yeah, and I feel like some people don't fully have the compassion or empathy to understand someone else. And especially given our current situation, I feel like sometimes people are like, well, I'm not sick, they are, so why should I care? But I feel like your privacy rights in is where someone else's rights begin. So that's why, like, I try to think, well, you know, I'm healthy, but the person next to me might not be, and I should consider them. Or I feel okay, but the person across from me may not. And also, like you said, Lisa, you don't know what people deal with, because it is very easy to go out into the world and hide your true self. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's good to hear from people who deal with things like MS or deal with other conditions that we know exist, but we can't quote unquote see.
Right.
And it takes a certain amount of compassion and empathy to see someone in front of you as more than just another body, but as a person who has something to deal with.
Right. And it just, It just costs absolutely nothing just to be decent to the next person.
Yes.
You know, it costs nothing at all.
Yes.
Well, Tara, do you feel, how often do you feel misunderstood? Do you feel like sometimes, like people who do know that you have MS, do you feel like they give you special treatment or, you know, they're misunderstanding what it is you need from them as far as making you just feel like a person?
Some people are good and just get it. Like if I say, you know, I can't walk far, like there's this guy that I used to work with and he would just, if I was carrying something, he was like, do you want me to carry it? Where's it going? And he'd like name somewhere far. And I was like, no, I it's just for right here. You know, so, and then there's other people that just, it seems like they literally always forget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're always want to do something like, and it's hot.
Right.
Or, you know, and I'm like my favorite thing in the whole world used to be going to the pool. I would go to the pool every single day.
Mm-hmm.
At my mom's and it was like it has like a little thing with the ceiling fan under it, and I would go every single day, and then I couldn't, and I just literally like couldn't go anymore.
Wow. Do you have kids of your own?
No.
Okay. So
I get to be all alone during this time.
I should come over there.
I guess I don't know. Have you been good at isolating?
I have been great at isolating. I just have kids and a husband that I'm like halfway at the point where I want to put them in the shed so that I can.
Oh, you want to go anywhere.
In the shed. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's tough over here. It's really tough. I envy. I saw a post on, I think it was Facebook, and it was asking all of the people who do not have kids, how is life treating them? Like, it was like such a thirsty post. Like, share with me, how is it without kids? And I felt that to my core. I was like, oh my gosh, please tell me. Just let me get a taste of it. Just a little sip.
It's quiet.
That word. That's
it's always
wonderful.
Quiet.
Today was nice. I just had like music going for most of the day while I did my work. Mm-hmm. But toward like, I think it was like 2:30 or 3, I started hearing my neighbor's kids outside bouncing the ball. And that's kind of when I got to the point where I was like, I'm kind of ready to kind of be done with this whole work thing. Not that I was super, after lunch, I kind of hit a downward slide. So I wasn't super into it, but that was just kind of like, yeah, I'm going to do a little bit more, but I feel all right with what I've done for the
You did the bare minimal. That's fine. I didn't realize that my cat was in here with me. He just scared the crap. I don't know if you could see me, if you saw me jump, because I have like this built-in seat, and I did not know this cat was in here, and I just see this big fuzzy thing jump up out of nowhere. This whole podcast recording was about to be over. because hi, Miss Natira.
Hey there.
Hey, Natira.
How are you?
I'm good. The time, I thought it was at 6.
You know what? 6 hour time.
Oh, shoot.
I forget.
I'm sorry, Natira.
I forget too. I was like,
I should have put 6 Eastern when I asked the other day.
I'd be forgetting. I'm gonna have to put a little sticky. Tara, Natira. Yeah. Natira is in Texas. She lives in Texas.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
We still can't see you, Alicia. Did y'all start?
We did. We were about done.
Oh, okay, good. I didn't want to interrupt. I was like, oh.
No, that's fine. It was interesting just to, because I really had no knowledge of MS and.
Meet you guys. I have to go power walk.
Okay.
Okay, go power walk.
Thank you, Tara. No,
power watch TV.
Power. Not walk.
Tara, thank you.
No, power walk I should do, but yeah, that's not happening.
All right, Tara, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you coming on and talking about it.
No, thanks for having me. It was cool.
All right. Thanks. Enjoy.
I'll talk to you
later. Bye. Bye. Bye.